Well, we've got some guests on the show this evening in the hot seat. Well, I'd say the hot seat, but they're standing up, so I guess just in the hot room maybe. But we've got Kyle and Emily from Baker Area Hardware taking some time out of their very busy schedules at the moment, doing a store move. How's that going for you guys?
It's busy. It's very busy.
Interesting. Yes.
And so you guys are moving kind of across the lot from where you guys were. So for those that maybe have never been to your store or just new to town, let's describe where you are and where you're going.
So most people know where the grocery store is. Currently, we are on one side of the grocery store. We are moving to the other side of the grocery store. So same shopping center, same parking lot, basically just down a little bit further.
Cool. And getting some extra size in this new location?
Yeah, we almost double. We add an additional 5,000 square feet to the store.
Awesome. So was that kind of the main reason that spurred the move, was the expansion of size? Or?
Yes, we could not fit any more in our old location, and the customers wanted more product and we wanted to provide more for the community, so we decided to bite the bullet and make the move.
I'm sure there's many challenges, but any challenges stick out in mind? Like, well, you've been running both stores, you've been open at both locations here for a couple weeks now, so any challenges along with that?
Well, that's been a challenge in itself. You know, one day you'll walk in and you'll buy a can of spray paint in the old location. The next day you come back for more and it's gone. It's done in the other one. So it's been tricky. That's been a big one. The other one is, you know, we have roughly 20,000 products on the shelf in the old location. Then we added another 2 semi loads of new product. And it's just, yeah, trying to get all that stuff put on the shelf in a timely manner. It's been tricky.
Customers have been very understanding and very excited. So that's been uplifting.
Awesome. The new items coming in, is there anything specifically, like a new department or anything that has you extra excited?
Yes. I've expanded into housewares greatly. So I'm actually ordering with a different store, a sister store of ours, to get some brand new fresh product and new to the community. So I'm very excited about that, and an expanded Christmas section as well.
Cool. And then in the future, with a bigger store, maybe potentially a larger staff coming you guys' way eventually, maybe?
Yes, eventually. Not quite ready to dive into that quite yet. I don't know exactly how many extra we will need, but we will need to hire eventually. So That'll be fun.
Awesome. I know you guys having a big opening event, like a big grand opening eventually.
So the plan is, of course, weather pending. We'd like to have something the end of April, early May. We have already been working with vendors so we can have some extra support in the store from those vendors specifically. Lots of giveaways. That's typically what we'd like to do. And, you know, food, the whole thing, make it a big deal.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I look forward to that. I'm sure we'll be down there. Maybe it sounds like we might be dipping our toes into some Facebook Live stuff. So maybe we'll even get some video in on that. No promises, and knocking on wood about that, because it's a brand new venture for us. But we're talking to the folks from Baker Area Hardware, Kyle and Emily. And anything else you'd like the folks to know about your store, the move?
Just want to thank everybody once again for their patience during this process. It changes daily, so don't be a stranger. Stop in and check things out.
Awesome. Well, thanks a bunch, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.